Okay, so my name is Yihuan, and I'm going to present my work today. And this is a systematic framework for unearthing the missing links, measurements, and impact. This is a joint work with Yagros Siganos, Mihalis Voloshis, and Srikanth Krishnamurthy. So the internet is comprised of tens of thousands of autonomous systems, and probably there are tens of thousands, or if not hundreds of thousands, AS links between them. A complete internet topology at the AS level is important because we want to create more accurate models for simulations or design the next generation inter-domain protocols that take advantage of the topology properties or study the spread of the epidemics such as worms. All of the works that I cited here that use the topologies so that the things could work. So if we have a more complete topology, we may benefit from that. So the problem actually is the topology that people have been using probably is not complete. So most people only use the AS topologies derived from the AS parse attribute in the BGP RIPS. That's one. And actually, many people only use the RIPS from the raw views. So, but people will say, okay, maybe this is fine because my simulator only takes maybe at most 1,000 nodes. So I only take a sample of the internet anyway, so why the incompleteness bothers me? I think this is true in some cases, but in reality, the problem actually is the missing part of the topology actually heavy favors to certain types of links, and namely, this is the peer-to-peer links. Well, here I need to say that the peer-to-peer links here I refer to here is not the BitTorrent and eDonkey peer-to-peer links. It's basically the AS relationships between some types of ASs. Basically, these type of ASs agree to transit traffic for each other with minimum fees. So these I call these peer-to-peer links between these ASs. So the problem is the internet right now is like a policy-based routing. So a normal routing policy basically prohibited routes that learn from a provider appears to be advertised to other providers' peers. So basically, if you only have BGP monitors at the top tier of the internet, then the whole thing, then those peer-to-peer edges may not be visible from there. So that's why the peer-to-peer links may be missing from the topology probed. So given that one, so what do we want to do with this? So first, we're trying to find the missing links between the ASs, and we will address how to find them, where to find them, and what property do these missing links have, or how could you possibly find more missing links? And the second part of the talk will be what is the impact on these links? So are these missing links going to change our view of the internet or not? So I'm going to separate this topic into two. One is the topological impact, and the other is financial impact. We will see why we have a code over the financial over there. So some of the highlights of this work, we do find more AS links. We find about 40% more AS links compared to the mostly used Oregon RouteView BGP tables. We find about 300% more peer-to-peer AS links. And note that there are these new find links are either in the BGP RIPS snapshots from other BGP tables or verified by trace routes. So we also look at where these missing link AS links are. We find that most of the AS links are basically peer-to-peer AS links, and then most of them are at the IXPs. The internet exchange points. So we also evaluated the impact of the missing links. Topologically, we try to settle the power law debate. And financially, we will see that the middle classes actually get richer. So we have built a couple of tools for this work. One of them is the IXP participant identifying tool. So basically, it infers the IX participants' AS numbers by the IP addresses of, and some web archives. It includes some heuristics to guess IXP participants from a variety of resources, such as traceroute data and who is DNS records. And it has some pretty good accuracy and low false positives. And then this is used to infer a superset of possible IXP edges. The other one is I called it retro for obvious name reasons. So this it could stand for reverse traceroute tool. And then this is by using the public traceroute servers. And then we do it from more than 1,200 vantage point, 350 AESs in 55 countries. And we use this tool to verify if a suspected link really exists or not. So here's the roadmap of this talk. So first, we'll see how to find these missing AES links. We will first add more BGP dumps and see what is the change out there. And we try to explore the IRR and IXPs. And at last, we will validate our result by retro. And we will see our impact, the impact of these links on the internet later. So here's one other thing. So first, you have one of the original ones that most people use. That's the Oregon route views, right? And then these, at a certain time, it has about 42,000 edges in these BGP dumps. So now we add more BGP dumps on top of that. And on the, you will see from the graph that the x-axis actually starts from 42,000 edges. And then basically started when we added the number of, added the additional BGP table dumps, we will see how many total AS edges are there. And at the y-axis basically denotes what is the new found AES edges, and then it divided into two categories. One is the peer-to-peer edges, which is the line that increased faster. The other, that's the peer-to-peer edges that increased faster. And then there is a lower line which denotes number of new found provider customer links. So from this link, we will see that actually the new found peer-to-peer links actually occupies most of the total new found edges. And the more complete the graph is, the more percentage of the peer-to-peer links will be. And actually, in terms of the numbers, that more than 80% of the new discovered edges are actually peer-to-peer edges. So from this graph, we can obviously see that most of the missing AS edges are peer-to-peer type. So here we try to find it from another source. This is the IRR. It stands for the Internet Routing Registry. Basically, the autonomous systems basically did register their routing policies with their neighbors in this IRR voluntarily. And we have a tool that's called Nemesis. That is a tool to process the IRR as well as infer AS relationships from the registered routing policies for the AS links in IRR. However, the IRR is known to be not perfect. Because it's voluntarily registering those AS routing policies. So IRR might be not updated. IRR may contain errors and typos, and it is not complete in any way. So how do we infer useful information from this source? So to be confident, we will not just combine the links in we find from IRR, even for those past the Nemesis checks. Instead, we try to get some hints from the IRR, which we will see in the next slide. So here, we try to see if IRR is a good hint. Now, okay, so let's define some of the terms here. So the OBD stands for the Oregon Route View BGP table dumps. So basically, this is the table dump most people use. And BD is the OBD plus 33 other BGP table dumps. So that's the, and then the new found edges that we said from the previous two slides is basically the small pie over there that's in deep blue. So we're trying to find in this one, for this partial AES links, we know that they definitely exist. So, but we see if we only knew OBD, and let's assume that we don't know the BD minus OBD over there. So would IR be a good data set to estimate what we are missing from the OBD? So the result turns to be very good, because the 83%, that's 7,200 out of 8,700, the edges in BD, but not in OBD, are actually in IRR. So most of them are already in IRR. So that's the good news. But the bad news is IRR has many more edges. There's like 50,000 more edges over there. So we haven't seen them. So are they really there, or they are just fake? So before we answer this question, we first take another source, and then we will come back to this problem. So here we try to see the relationship between the IXPs and probably the potential missing edges. The first thing that we do here is we infer IXP participant with our tool, and we get IXP IP proxies from PCH.net, and then there was about 110 IXPs, 2,300 distinct participants. And some ASS may participate in multiple ASS as well. So now we try to see if how these ASS that appear in these IXPs. We have no way to know this information, because even if two IXP participants at the same IXP, they're not necessarily exchange traffic. So what we do here is we assume that these participant ASs, they form a full mesh in a certain in those IXPs. Basically, all participants in a IXP, we assume that they form a full mesh. So obviously, this is a super set of the real IXP ASs. This is a real large number. So this is about 141,000 distinct AS edges, and then we denote this set to be IXP O. So we'll try to see if these IXP information are useful or not. So what we do here is we do the same thing as the one that we did on the IRR. So we try to see the edges in BD, but not in OBD. I denote that as the BD minus OBD. And we see how many of these edges are actually that intersect with the IXPO. So it turns out to be this number is really good. So it's like 79% of them are actually within IXPO. So basically, they are potential IXP edges, actually. So on the other hand, if we only look at the peer-to-peer edges in BD but not in OB, we will see this number is 86%. So now we come back to see the IRR edges. So the first thing is the peer IRNC basically is the peer-to-peer relationship AS edges inside the IRR. So it's like almost 40,000 edges. And then the intersect with the IXP is almost 24,000. So that's 60%. It's not a bad number. But if we look at a more reliable set, which we say this is a peer IRR deal, which means both parties of an edge basically register peer-to-peer AS relationship with each other. So, and the peer IRNC basically is sometimes just one AS register peer, but the other AS is maybe not registering any policies. So the peer IRR deal basically is have higher confidence. So in this set, we can see that actually 83% of these peer IRR deal, but not in BD, are actually intersected with the IXPO set. So yeah, so these numbers basically indicate that, yeah, they might be have a high chance to be in the IXPs, but are they really in? Because the IXPO is a really large number. So in order to see that, we try to do the following by trace route. So now we try to see if we can verify them by retro. So when we want to verify if an ASH edge AB, we try to trace route either from ASA or ASB. So we say that the ASH AB does exist if we observe one of the following IP sequences in traceout. The first is you see consecutive IP sequences from ASA and ASB. The other is you see IP ASA and a IP from a IXP and another IP from ASB. So, and these two parts are different. The first one indicates that they probably appear with a directional link, with a direct link. And the second line basically saying that they appear with some IXPs. So this is the result that we try to see. The first of all we want to see is the peer IRRNC minus BD. There was almost 40,000 edges. And obviously, we only have limited number of traceout sources. So basically, we cannot trace out from any of them. So that basically limited our visibilities. But the potential candidates that we could verify, there is like 87 or 8800 ASs. These, by candidates, I mean that we have a traceout sources in those ASs. And among this number, actually, we can verify 5,600 of them. So this is not a bad number. This is 62% from the peer IRRNC minus BD. And if we look at a more reliable data set, we can actually see there is a 35 out of 4,400. So that's 79% from a more reliable peer IRRD minus BD. So the more astonishing one is that in the confirmed ASSs, there's almost 94-95% of them are actually just via some IXPs. And the direct links are actually much less. So it's only like 5% of something. So the basically these results suggest that the most missing peer-to-peer edges are indeed IXPs. So there's a small summary here. So most of the missing AS links are peer-to-peer type, and many missing ASs are basically in IRR, and most of the missing ASs are at the IXPs. So now we try to look at what is the impact of these new peer-to-peer edges on the internet. The first thing that we'll look at is the topological thing. I don't know if you have aware of a debate of the power laws, basically. The power law basically says that if the node degrees and their CDFs have a correlation, and then this is in a log plot, basically this is a straight line. So that's where you see from here. But the debate was if you add the IRR edges or many other resources to what it appears to be in a BGP tables, you will not necessarily see a very straight line. So in this plot, I plot every edge that I get that verifies from the trace route and the BGP tables, and then I got this graph. So basically, the straight line is a best fit for that graph. So you can see that it's not very straight. It's actually the correlation coefficient is about 98% something. So it's actually debatable whether it's followed this straight line or not. So but now we try to look at it in a different way. So we try to look at it with two different type of edges. So we can look at it with one is the provider-customer links only, and the peer-to-peer links only. And then the graph in the middle basically is the provider to customer links only. So you can see that this is following almost a pure straight line. So this is like 99.6% of correlation coefficient. And that basically says that the provider customer links, no matter what, and they will follow the power law anyway. But the peer-to-peer links, it looks like they don't. So it's obviously it's not a straight line. And then we're trying to fit it with some distributions, and then we found that it has followed a Weibo distribution pretty well. So this is not only to the links that we found from BGP tables. That's also true from actually from other sources. For example, we here on the right hand side, we have a link from IRRs, and then this is the IRR dual links. So you can see that okay, this is not a straight line. That's obvious. So, but if you do the same thing, If you do the same thing with just the provider customer links, and you can see that this is a straight line, obviously. And then if you do the other thing for the peer-to-peer links only in that RR links, you will see that it follows the power law pretty well. So basically, no matter what resources it is, it seems that the provider customer links follow the power law distribution. And the peer-to-peer links follows the Weibo distribution. And and all of these correlations are more than 99%. So that's one of the from the topologies. And here we're trying to find the effect on this new edge when we try to investigate the ISP revenues. So basically the thing that the ISP has to pay for their providers in order to transit the traffic for them. If we try to investigate this one, we will see that if the peer-to-peer link doesn't exist, we will think that, okay, the traffic has to go through their providers, right? So that will cost the, they will cost the money from the ISPs. But however, actually, there were actually more peer-to-peer links than we thought. So actually, there's many routes that you don't have to go through your providers. You could just go through your peers. And then we will see how many of these routes that actually are there for such ISPs when the peer-to-peer links are considered, how many the routes that we used to think that goes through the providers will go through the peers now. And basically, this number indicates that how much money that AS could save by using these new added peer-to-peer links. So here we have the graph, and then the in the x-axis we have the ranks, and then in the right-hand y-axis we have the degrees. So that there is almost a straight line over there with the rank and degree correlation. And on the left-hand y-axis, we have the number of X provider passes. Basically, that's the number of routes that actually that could be switched from a provider to the peers if the new peer-to-peer edges are added. So we can see that actually many of these AESs benefit from this thing, from these peer-to-peer edges. And then the people that benefit most is actually the middle class AES is basically has a rank between 100 to 1,000. So they are the guys that benefit most from these peer-to-peer edges. And this is basically quite intuitive because the peer-to-peer edges basically is just a shortcut that actually connects the ASS, and basically this is actually the motivation that why people try to peer with each other to save money. So and most of the high peer-to-peer links in the high hierarchy actually has already been observed by the BGB tables, and then what we observe is the one that actually in the lower links. So I'm going pretty quick here, I guess. So we have some conclusion here. So we have synthesized many sources, including traceout, IRRs, BGB tables, IXPs, and cost verified them. And then we have seen significant changes in the AS model. And then these topologies that actually this work can be used to improve the qualities of the topology generation or reduction, based on your need, or improve the AS policy inference, or improve the understanding of the routing security or robustness. So we are really not done yet. We can explore the locations and patterns we identified. For example, if you want to find more peer-to-peer links, probably you want to look more closely at the ISPs, basically. And we can also search the other kind of hidden links, which is probably the provider customer links, and they are basically the backup links. So, but the difficulty is basically these backup links are not always there. So they only show up when the major links are down. So in an active measurement like a trace dot, it's very hard to observe that. But there are some other techniques called the active BGMA measurement that they may be useful on detecting these backlinks. So we have a website over here, and I steal the name from the movie. So we have data stocks and FAQs about the data. And we have some tools that will be available in the near future. And since January 2007, we have 100 plus visitors and 30 plus downloads. That number is from different domains. So we will organize more tools and data on that website as well. So I guess I can take a few questions. Thanks.
Check. Valentius, Georgia Tech. So you had lots of numbers. So how many edges did you found in total?
How many peer-to-peer edges I found in totally?
Yeah, in total. I mean, do you have numbers only for peer-to-peer edges or total number of edges? Because you say in your paper you have like 40% improvement over the all edges over some common.
Right, so right. So the original one that I had, I believe that is about 50,000. So 40% is like, yeah, about 20,000.
And my comment would be that there's pretty good work by Li Shizhang. It was SICCOM 2005 paper. Basically, they recover these links from the ones that backup links. They come up and down. So like by this day, they have 250,000 links recovered.
Right. I guess so that's from the CCR, right?
I'm not sure. Maybe. So it's UCLA, and so they have 250,000 links. And but I mean, I really like your focus on peer-to-peer peering. Peering links because it's very neglected in this area.
I agree with you, obviously.
Hi, Rick Cohen from HP Labs.
Yes.
Can you comment on the significance of the peer-to-peer links following the Weibull distribution rather than the power law?
The importance?
Yeah.
What
were the parameters also? The Weibull?
Yes. The intuitive explanation that will be, okay, if you are a big guy, and we just try to, if you're a big guy, basically you have a lot of degrees. You have a lot of out links or in links, right? And then when you're a big guy, then people try to attach to you, right? So that basically they can get a shorter pass to almost everybody. So this is the attraction of the nature of the provider customer links. But however, if you have a high degree of peers, you are not necessarily that attractive to people. Because the thing is, the route that from your peers will not be advertised to your other peers. So if you have a high degree of peers, basically you are not so attractive as opposed to the people with had high degrees of customers. So that's why the Weibull distribution basically is increased much, much slower than the power law actually. So that's maybe, I guess that could answer your question, or? Yeah.
Hi, Nick Feemster from Georgia Tech. So the result you have about most of the missing peer-to-peer links being at exchange points, I think is pretty interesting. I wondered if you could say a little bit more about that. So, because I didn't see in the paper for like specific exchanges, how close you think the sort of inter-AS connections there are to forming a clique. So for example, at links where you have 120 ASs coming in there, how close is that to, you know, 120 by 119?
Yes, that's a very good question. And then I have a reason why I didn't say that.
Okay.
Yeah, because the thing is you only have a certain number of trace routes, sources. So, well, I can see a lot of things that, okay, one guy could, you know, from one guy you can trace out to almost every other peers, but I don't have every source from those participants, so it's very hard to verify. Actually, these are actually clicks. You see my point?
Yeah. Do you have any sense for how sort of complete or incomplete your
characterization? I don't think
might be.
They actually form a thing that very close to click. But I think the percentage is like maybe 50% of the total link, the total click.
Okay.
So, but it's a very rough number. I really can't say that because I just don't have the enough trace out sources to mm-hmm. to verify that.
Yeah. I had one other question about your routing, the routing table part of the
right,
study,
right.
where you sort of looked at route views as a starting point and then added some other vantage points like RIPE. I'm
right.
wondering why you didn't. So you mentioned the packet clearinghouse data. I'm wondering why you didn't just add the packet clearinghouse routing tables, which are collected from exchange points. So if you know most of the missing edges are at exchange points, why not just start adding those tables?
And right. I don't know if this is new, because when I did this work, I didn't know there. I didn't notice that there is a routing table from all of these IXP participants in the PCH.net right now.
I see.
Right.
I see.
So okay. maybe they're there. So
I think that would be.
Yeah, that would be a very good approach.
You might find even more missing edges.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, cool. I agree with you.
That's interesting. Thanks.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Let's thank the speaker. All right.